This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Prophetic Dua. Zayd ibn al-Arqam radiallahu an was once asked to make a dua. And so he said, I will say only that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say. And then he made this dua. He said, Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha, wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Which means, O Allah, grant my soul a sense of righteousness and purify it, for you are the best of those who purify. You are its protecting friend and its guardian. Zayd radiallahu anhu mentioned this dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has tremendous meaning. And so let's take it bit by bit. He starts off by saying, Allahumma aati, O Allah give, O Allah grant. But in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes uses the word aati, and sometimes He uses the word aati, right? And both of them have the same meaning, to give or to grant. And the scholars, they say that usually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word aati when He's talking about something of great significance, and aati when He's talking about something of lesser significance. So for instance, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبَعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. That truly we have given you the seven great meanings, meaning Surah Al-Fatiha and the seven verses of Surah Al-Fatiha. And so aati, you know, refers to something of great significance and meaning. And here, just the beginning of this dua by the Prophet saying, Allahumma aati, O Allah give us, but uses this phrase aati, it tells us that what he's about to ask for is of significance and of importance. He says, Allahumma aati nafsi, O Allah give my nafs, grant my nafs. What is the nafs? You know, this is a very detailed question that scholars have written about, written volumes about this question, what the nafs is. In the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about three types of nafs. He talks about an-nafs al-ammara bis-su', the nafs that commands us to do evil. So the verse, inna nafs al-ammaratun bis-su', that indeed the soul commands towards evil, the nafs commands towards evil. And he talks about an-nafs al-mutma'inna. He talks about the nafs that is content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that Allah is pleased with it. Ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. O soul that is content, return back to your Lord who is ever pleased with you. And he talks about the nafs that blames itself, an-nafs al-lawama. And so he says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَامَ, that I swear an oath by the blaming soul, the soul that blames itself, that says, why did you do this? Why didn't you do that? And the scholars differ. What does it mean that there's these three types of souls? The reality, the opinion that makes the most sense, is that the nafs, the soul, has the capacity to go through any of these changes. If we indulge our nafs too much into what is haram, then it becomes addicted to haram, and it commands us to do haram, and overpowers us into doing haram. That's the nafs that's ammara bisu', that's the soul, the nafs that commands evil. And if we discipline the nafs, then eventually it will become mutma'inna. Eventually it will become content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and pleased with Allah, and with the decree of Allah. And as we struggle between these two types of souls, we find ourselves in the middle often at times. We do things that are wrong and we regret it. And so we blame ourselves, why did I do that sin? And we're trying to get to the part of contentment and away from the part of commanding towards evil. But this is the nafs, it is our self, it is our evil, it is our conscience. And our nafs, this self, this ego, drives us to desires, or it can drive us to what is good. It can fall into the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in contentment, or into blaming ourselves over what we've done in the past. Allahumma aati nafsi, O Allah grant my nafs taqwaha, its taqwa, its sense of righteousness. And so what is this nafs in need of? What is this nafs need? This nafs that has this capacity of great good and great evil, it needs taqwa. And the Prophet ﷺ is wise to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, grant us taqwa. Give this nafs its taqwa. This nafs requires taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, when people would say taqwa, they would refer to the tongue, not worship. And so if someone was very quiet, very reserved, very rarely would they speak, they would call that person the taqi, the muttaqi, that person has taqwa. Why? Because that person is conscious. They're aware of everything that they say. They choose their words very carefully. They very rarely speak. And if somebody spoke all the time, and you know, anything that came to their mind, they would just say it, that's the person that would be the opposite of the muttaqi, right? They have no filter. They just say whatever it is that comes to their mind. When Islam came, taqwa became related to our relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word became related to our relationship to Allah. Meaning the person who is always aware of Allah, always conscious of Allah. Just like the person who, you know, before he speaks, he thinks, should I say this, should I not say this? The muttaqi, before he acts, he thinks about Allah. And they have love for Allah and reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Should I do this? Will Allah become pleased with it? Will he become angry with it? Having that second thought is what taqwa is. You know, in Ali ibn Abi Talib, he says his beautiful statement, التقوى الخوف من الجليل والعمل بالتنزيل. He says, taqwa is fear of and reverence of the majestic, and it is acting according to the revelation. والرضا بالقليل, and being content with what is very little. واستعداد يوم الرحيل, and preparing yourself for the day of departure, meaning preparing yourself for the time that you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, this is what taqwa is. And most of our sins happen because we're impatient. Because the nafs that is ammara, the nafs that is commanding evil, it orders us in a moment of weakness, in a moment of lust, in a moment of passion. And if our souls have taqwa, you know, then we wait. We have that second thought. We think about our consequences, and most importantly, of the consequences of what it is that I'm going to do, and what it will mean when I depart from this world and stand in front of Allah. And this is why one of the great scholars of the Salaf, he said, "Al-muttaqi ashaddu muhasabatin nafs." The person of taqwa is the person who is most intense in taking themselves to account, asking themselves, why am I doing this? Why am I not doing that? Then the Prophet says, وَزَكِّهَا أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مِنْ زَكَّاهَا, and purify it, O Allah, زَكِّهَا, give it purification. So after taqwa, we are asking for purification, right? And tazkiya, you know, the concept of tazkiya is purification, growth, increase, and tazkiya is related to the concept of zakah, linguistically related to the concept of zakah. Because when you give zakah, you are purifying your money, and you are growing your money. Because by giving, you are growing it. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give it more barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it more. And so by giving, you are actually increasing. And so tazkiya is to purify and to grow. And our souls, ourselves, we grow when we purify. When we leave haram and we purify ourselves from haram, our souls actually grow. We get more insight, more wisdom, more understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears a great oath in the Quran. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears an oath one after the other. You know, by the sun as it arises, by the moon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of these different amazing creations of His. And then He comes at the very end. Why is He swearing all of these oaths? What is the point of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Allah swears all of these oaths to say what? To emphasize what? The statement, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. They are successful, the ones who have purified their souls. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And they have failed, the ones who have instilled it with corruption. So all of these oaths that Allah Azza wa Jalla is swearing in the Quran to emphasize the statement that the totality of our success is in purifying our nafs, purifying our soul. And a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Wama tazkiyatu nafs?" What is purification of the soul? He said, "An ya'lam anna Allah Azza wa Jalla ma'ahu haitha kan." He says that the person were to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them wherever they may be. And knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you wherever you go, that knowledge removes evil from your heart and purifies our intentions and our desires. He says, وَزَكِّهَا أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مِنْ زَكَّاهَا. He says, "Oh Allah, purify it. You are the best of those who purify." And Allah, in fact, is the only one who can purify our souls. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Allah says in the Quran, were it not for the bounty of Allah and for His mercy, not a single one of you would have achieved tazkiya. Not a single one of you would have been purified whatsoever at all. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah is the one who purifies those whom He wills. So we make this dua, hoping that Allah Azza wa Jalla will purify us as well. And then he finishes by saying, أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَمَوْلَاهَا. You are its protecting friend and you are its guardian, its wali and its mawla. What is the difference between the wali and between the mawla? And so there's a lot of discussion about this from the scholars. But to make it, you know, as concise as possible, when these names are placed together, the wali refers to the one who is close to us. The wali is the closeness of Allah to us. And the meaning of his wilaya is his closeness to his servants, his granting of them aid and victory, his preservation, his protection of them, his love of them. And the mawla is the one who has authority, who has power, who is also al-mudabbir, the one who plans on behalf of them. And in this sense, Allah is the mawla for everyone, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali only of the truly righteous people. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us a powerful hadith, Hadith Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَهْدَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. That whoever shows enmity or hostility to my wali, to my friend. So Allah being the wali of his righteous servants. He says, whoever shows hostility to my righteous servants, whom I am friends with, whom I am the wali of, then I will declare war against that person. And then he says, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَطُهُ عَلَيْهِ. He says, my servant does not draw closer to me with anything more than what is fard. So your prayers, your fasting, that which is obligatory. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبُّ. And my servant remains drawn closer to me with extra actions, extra charity, extra worship, extra Qur'an, extra all of this, until I love him. And so Allah is telling you the way to become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become the friend of Allah, to be under this very strong protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through what? Is through you worshipping Allah, doing what is obligatory and adding in your salah, adding in your zakah, adding in your sadaqah, adding in all of the things that you do to get closer to Allah. He says, so when I love him, I become his hearing with which he hears, and I become his seeing with which he sees, and I become his feet with which he walks. And were he to ask me of anything, I will certainly give it to him. And were he to seek refuge in me, I will certainly grant him my protection and my refuge. And this is the closeness that we achieve by getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our obeying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through this one dua, we can learn all of these amazing lessons and to try to get closer to Allah, to purify ourselves, and to attain consciousness of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.